So in this lesson, we're going to talk about payment providers and the things you want to take into consideration when picking your payment provider. Because let me tell you from experience, it is nigh on impossible to switch payment provider without asking your user base to resubscribe and obviously losing a chunk of your subscription income. So in this lesson, we'll be talking about the factors you want to consider when looking at these payment providers. And then in the next lesson, I'll actually run through the different options that I see for payment providers at the time of recording. It's important to carefully consider which one you go with so you can get it right first time. What do we want at a basic level? Well, we want the ability to charge a monthly and annual recurring subscription and the ability to take one-off payments as well, with the caveat that we prefer subscription income to lifetimes wherever possible. So some way of taking payment anyway from the customer. We need some way of checking if that customer's subscription is still active. The customer needs some self-service functionality to update their credit card, to upgrade their pricing tier, or cancel the subscription. And we're going to need some admin functionality as well. So let's have a look at some of the questions you would want to ask yourself about the payment provider you're considering in terms of handling payments. So obviously, are monthly / annual subscription supported? Can the user choose to pay via credit card and or PayPal? What happens if a subscription payment fails? Does it alert the customer to update their payment method? Does it auto-cancel the subscription after it's failed a set number of times? Is that customer's license key automatically deactivated? How do you handle the association to that customer from the Chrome extension itself? Is it license key or some sort of login system? And then are coupon codes supported? So can you do discounted offers for Black Friday or a Christmas offer? How flexible are these coupon codes? Can you give a discount for the first 3 months and then return to the full subscription fee? Are they percentage based or are they fixed dollar amount discounts? Is there any sort of refer a friend functionality in there where your existing customers can receive a discount off their own plan by referring friends to your extension? How are customer receipts sent out? Are they sent direct from the platform to the customer? Can you customize them? Is there a customer self-service portal where they can download invoices? Which brings us on to the self-service portal. Can they see or have the license key emailed to them? Can they see the subscription, the payment history, receipts, invoices, etc.? Can they manage their subscription? Can they cancel it? Can they upgrade it? Can they update their payment details? There's all these scenarios that are very likely to play out, and you're going to want to check out what that experience is like for your customer. Because if they can't do this, you're going to end up with tons of support tickets about people forgetting their license key, wanting copies of receipts, wanting to cancel or upgrade or downgrade their subscription, wanting to update payment details. So you need to have a good solution in place for this. And then from an admin perspective, you'll obviously need admin screens to be able to search for and manage your customers so you can see and email them a copy of their license key if they can't find it in their self-service portal. You need to be able to deactivate license keys if the system doesn't automatically do that for you when a customer's payments fail. You'll want to see the subscription and payment history. You need the ability to obviously cancel subscriptions, email receipts, refund customers, and also partially refund them where appropriate as well. And then some miscellaneous things to consider here. As I touched on earlier, how does the Chrome extension link to the appropriate customer subscription or profile? How does that work across all the devices? So on a desktop and a laptop, how many times can they activate this Chrome extension? And how do you check they're not sharing their subscription with others? How does the Chrome extension make an API call to check for a valid subscription? Are native affiliates supported and how are they set up? Speaking of affiliates, how are the links integrated from your website? If you have a WooCommerce website, that's obviously part of WordPress and you can track the source of the users quite easily as it's all in one place. But for MerchWizard, for example, which used Gumroad as a payment provider, we needed a solution such that affiliates could send the traffic direct to the Gumroad link instead of going via our website. And then finally, how is EU VAT handled? How is GDPR handled? What are your responsibilities for each of those? So for example, I know with Gumroad, they take care of all the VAT for you. But on WooCommerce, we have to have a separate plugin that pulled in the appropriate VAT rates at that particular time from the different EU countries, which turned into a bit of a nightmare, but it's certainly something you need to consider. Okay, so those are some of the considerations you want to take into account when you're deciding on which payment provider to go with and how it's all going to fit together. As you can see, there are quite a few things to consider, and it's not straightforward to migrate from one to another. So it is something you need to try and get right first time. All right, so that's it for this lesson, and I'll see you in the next lesson.